Part of the whole initiative was to reduce the amount of time to pay bills, and by doing that, to take advantage of getting more vendors to service the district and to provide better prices. With regard to those two measures, have we gotten more vendors? And number two, have we gotten better prices?
Well, on the procurement end, that's probably directed at them. I'm sure they're seeing an increased volume and activity. I can point out to you, one of the charts towards the back shows our reduction in our cycle time, and this last month we were under 30 days. One of the things we're doing going forward, we're going post-audit with L.A. County, which we anticipate eliminating another 8 to 10 days off of our payment cycle. We do anticipate that is going to be tremendous in increasing the competitive balance or competitive bidding and increasing the number of vendors doing service for the district.
Chuck, without dragging a lot of people up, let me say that the short answer is yes on both increasing the number of vendors and as well as getting more competitive pricing. Obviously, AP ties in with a lot of other things as well. And we've still got some challenges to do.
Yes,
but a lot of it is happening. For instance, at the school site, we have some places where we are consistently having problems getting the paperwork turned in a timely manner. Once they get their pallet of books, they think the job is done and quit worrying about it. And, you know, so that creates issues for us dealing with the McGraw-Hill on a school-wide basis. But we're slowly working our way through those things, and we're getting some benefit for it. This is one area in which we truly do make money by doing a better job.